Bishop Lane, actually, sir. I've already had the comments made to me today about having a close shave and splitting hairs, so we won't get into that sort of jargon. It's a great honour, actually, to see people here who have beards. It shows that they're coming not just to find, not to find out the practical aspects, but to learn Torah Lishma. As a preamble to our subject, it would be wrong to omit the subject of having a beard generally. There's an interesting tshuva brought in the Be'er Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Siman Samach Beis, Yud Gimel, about a yeshiva bacher who had a beard against the wishes of his parents, and that the community that he came from was one where the practice was not to grow a beard. The family was not a Hasidish family, and when this boy was going on Shiduchim, the girls were rejecting him because they were put off by the fact that he had a beard. So his father instructed him to shave it off, and the shaila was, do I have to listen to my father? And the Be'er Moshe, that's the David Shina Rav, Rav Moshe Stern, quotes a similar event that happened in Radin, in the town of the Chovetz Chaim, where it wasn't really the general practice to have beards. And the shaila was brought before the Chovetz Chaim, and the Chovetz Chaim told the bacher, do not listen to your father, keep the beard. And it's brought down by the Ariyat Kodosh and the Semach Tzedek of the importance of having and retaining a beard. In fact, the Ariyat Kodosh would not even stroke his beard lest there might be a hair which comes out. I mean, have you ever seen any poster of Gedolei Yisrael, of any of them being clean-shaven? The Moshe Sher, the Pesach Kron. Well, certainly the hair which grows on the face comes with maturity, so that's called the hair of wisdom. And the hair which is on the top of your head, the Kabbalists call the hair of foolishness, because it grows when one is a baby. But there is a whole sefer, in fact, just about the importance of having a beard. And the Chazon Ish said that he feels sick when a Jew visits him without a beard. Rav Aaron Kotler, he was asked if it's a chumrah one should keep to, and he said it's not a chumrah, it's a din. Rav Moshe Sternberg, who is a brother-in-law of Dain Eretroy, he quoted Aaron Kotler, and he said, anyone with the slightest degree of Yirah Shemayim will keep away from shavers. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he said this in Emes LeYaakov. Rav Shach, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the son of the Stipler God, forbade people even to cut their beard with a scissors. A bochur in yeshiva in Gateshead came up to Rav Falk and asked him about a problem he had with his parents, who were telling him to shave. And Rav Falk told the bochur to grow his pears very long, even though that wasn't his minhag to do so, so that when his parents start on him again, he should say to them, okay, I'll make a compromise with you. I'll keep the beard, but I'll just trim the pears shorter. And that was the psak given by Raphael. So you might ask, how is it that some of us are sitting here today being clean-shaven? Well, we will go through a number of poskim, but the main heter nowadays of using a shaver is derived from Rav Moshe Feinstein. But we'll come to that in detail. We're going to have a look at the background, the Chumash, the Mishnah, the Gemara, and bring it down through the poskim to see how we can rely on this. And are we saying that all electric shavers are okay, or are they all not okay, or are there some okay and some which are not okay? So the story starts really in Parshas Kedoshim. In Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yotes, Posuk Kaf Zayin, it says, V'los Ashchis es pa'af v'konecho. You may not shave the corners of your beard. Corners, there are many different views as to what corners are. We won't go into that now, but we will assume that that's the whole area of the beard on your face, that you may not shave. The din applies to men and not to women. And in Parshas Emor, there is another pasuk which is talking about the Kohanim, Ufa'as zekonom lo yegaleichu. And the corners of their beards, they may not shave. That's in Perek Kaf Aleph, pasuk Hey. Now the Pasuk in Kedoshim, Velo Sashchis, says Pasuk on Echo, Sashchis doesn't really mean shave. Sashchis, Hashchoso, means destroying. You may not destroy the corners of your beard. Whereas in Pashas Emma, which talks to the Kohanim that they will be unfit for temple service if they shave, it says of the Kasukonon, Lo Yigalechu, they may not shave. So we've got two different phrases being used here. One is Hashchoso, which means destroying, and the other one is Giluach, shaving. The Sifra says this is all one Issur. It's not two separate prohibitions. And it so agrees the Rambam, the Sefer Chinuch, and the Smag. It's only the Bahag who has the opinion that this is two Issurim. So why is this Issur repeated? If it's all one Issur, and it's simply being repeated by Kohanim, says the Meshech Chochma, Parshas Emor, in Perkaf Aleph, Posuk Hay, he says it's simply to reconfirm the fact that the Kohen is not fit to serve on the Mizbeach if he shaves. It's a repeat of the Posuk in Kedoshim. So you have before you an extract from Gemara Makkos, Perk Shlishi, Daf Chof, and also followed by Chaf Aleph. You've got a Mishnah there, which we will read the second half of. Have we got it? The second half of the Mishnah, which is underlined. Just before it talks about the different aspects of payas, but we're not dealing with that today. It says, Alazokein, shtai mikan, va'achas milamato. That's talking about the five corners of the beard. And the fact of the matter is that if there are five corners of the beard, then every time one shaves with a razor, one is committing five Isuri Lav. Now, can you imagine five Isuri Lav, and there's 39 lashes for an Isuri Lav, 39 times five, which is approximately 200, and if you shave five times a week, that's 1,000 lashes. It's not really worth it, is it? So we want to make sure that we're not committing any Isurim Daraisa. So the Mishnah carries on, Rabbi Elazar Omer, in Kulon Ka'achas, in his view, if you take all the five corners off in one go, Eina Chai Velo Achas, you only five once, but that's Rabbi Elazar's view, not the Tanakama's view. And now comes the important bit. The Eino Chayev Ashe Yatilenu B'tar. One is only Chayev, the Isur of Giluach with a razor, if one cuts the hair with a blade. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, says Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees with the Tanakama, Afilu Loktu B'melakate, even the Isur is even if one takes out one's facial hair with some sort of tweezers, Obirahitni, or something which is like a plane. I imagine this is like a piece of sandpaper, but it's made of metal. Something which you rub against the face, which takes off the facial hair, which is not the normal manner of shaving. Chayav. According to Rabbi Lezer, one is chayav even if one uses that. So if we have a look in... Yeah, there is a machokes. We won't go into the Gemaras on that. There are different opinions, but suffice to say, we will look at the important piece on the following page, Daf Kaf Aleph, and there you've got a couple of lines in the margin to indicate where we're going to read from. Tanu Rabbonon. This is the main Gemara about the subject. Tanu Rabbonon ufas zekanon lo yigalechu. That's the pasuk we've quoted relating to the Kohanim, but it applies to everybody. Yocho, I might think, afidu gilchu b'misparayim, that the Issur applies even if you shave not only with a blade, but also with scissors, yehei chayav, then that means perhaps you will be chayav for that as well. So the Gemara says, no, Talmud Lomer, that's why the Pasuk also says, lo sashchis, you may not destroy. We said that there are two expressions in the Torah, and they complement each other. Continues the Gemara, e lo sashchis. All right, if the Pasuk says lo sashchis, yachol, I might think, im loktu b'malakit rehitni. I might think that the Pasuk includes also that lo sashchis is simply destroying, might mean with treasons, or rehitni, hey chayev, I might be liable. Talmud Lomer. So therefore the Pasuk comes to tell you, Lo yigaleichu, you may not shave. Okay, Tzad, what does this mean? Giluach sheyesh bo hashchoso. It means a form of shaving which is total destroying of the hair, because with the scissors you're not totally destroying the hair. That therefore means a blade against the skin. If we look in Rashi towards the end of the narrow lines, and you've got it underlined, Talmud Lomer lo sashchis, umisparayim einam mashchisim. But scissors do not have the characteristic of totally destroying the hair, because scissors can't really reach the very root of the hair. She'ein choskin siya betzad ika katar. It doesn't go to the very root just like a blade does. And ginuach sheyesh bo hashchoso, and shaving which is also hashchoso destroying, derech legaleach bo. It is the normal way of shaving with it. Umashchis, and it destroys, v'hainu tar, and that is the blade. Avol rehitni mashchis, this rehitni does destroy the hair, but the ein derech legaleach bo, it's not the normal manner of shaving with it. Umisparayim megalchin, the ein mashchisim. The misparayim, the scissors, do achieve the idea of shaving, but do not destroy the hair completely, because when you cut the hair with the scissors, you'll still be left with a little bit of stubble at the end. So that is the source for the issa, and it also indicates a source for any possible hetta. Paste, you mean?
Cream.
Yeah. Cream, according to virtually all poskim, is allowed. In fact, if you look at the next page, which is the page of the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kufhei Aleph Yeradeah, I used my late father's set because it's easier for photocopying, and I got a surprise last night when I realized he had done some underlining on the very bottom left. And if we read just before the underlining, this is the Birkei Yosef, the Chidor. Shom be'adit tfei adif lasas zokin basam. Sam is some sort of cream or what you will rub on the hair, or powder. Hanuska melasas b'misparayim. He says it's better to use the cream than to use scissors ka'in tar. And then interestingly, the bit which is underlined, Kol zemidino, that is me'ika adin, omnam al derech al emes, but the truth is, sisrei Torah isur gomel, the hidden aspect of Torah is that it's a total prohibition, la'as hazochem b'shum ofen, to manipulate, to manicure the beard in any way at all, v'kamar achronim eviu divrei rabbeinu ha'arizal, and the achronim have already quoted that Ari HaKadosh would not cut or remove any hair, even with a sum, even with powder or with cream. It's a bit spooky because I discovered this 4 years after my father was nifta, and I'm wondering whether he's trying to send some message to us. But I have to ponder about that. If we look at the Shulchan Aruch itself, now we're on that page, Siman Kufay Aleph, if we look at Se'if Yud, near the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Yud, Eino Chayv al Ashchosos Pa'as Hazokein Elo Batar. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down, and this is not the view of all the Rishonim, by the way, because he's quite lenient in the eyes of other Rishonim. He says the din of Ashchosa is only with a tar and a blade. Avol b'misparayim, but with the scissors, muta. It's not afilu ke'ein tar, even if it's like a blade. Namely, even if it has the same effect, that's what it seems to imply. Even if the scissors have a similar effect to the blade, as long as it's a scissors, which is like a dual action or two pieces of metal coming together, that would be allowed, but not a tar itself, not one blade. Let's read on in the Ramah. Hagor says the Ramah, umikom lakom, but in any case, nizharim, one should be careful, kishem istakrim b'misparayim, when you do cut with a scissors, sheyasa hekef hagiluach b'chelek ha'elyon, that the moving element is the upper blade, min ha'misporos, of the two, the lower tachton, but not the lower blade, which is the one nearest to the skin, hen yaseh hakol im chalot hatachton, because then the cutting might simply be done solely by the lower blade, rather katar, and that will be like a blade itself. So says the remark. We don't need for the moment to read the rest. It talks about the bit under the throat. Anyway, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam writes similarly about misparai, and although he uses the word potor, he doesn't use the word mutar, which raises eyebrows. But as we can understand, scissors can't cut close to the skin. Razor is the normal manner. The Nimuka Yosef on the Rif in Daf Gimel on the base in Makkos talks about the tweezers we were talking, which are used for plucking, so that's not the normal manner. And Rashi in Kedushin Lamed Hay talks about those other implements as the Ein Derech Giluach Bekach. That's not the normal manner of Giluach.
Interestingly, the Balaturim gives us a gematria, and of course the Balaturim was the Tur, a halachist. In Parshas Kedoshim, he says the gematria of velo sashchis is the same as zehu tar velo misparayim. And in Parshas Emor, the gematria of ufas zekonom is the same as zu betar.
There's a lot on this in Tosfos in Nozir, in Daf Mem on the Beis, on the subject where it talks about the Nozir shaving. And these implements, malakate and rehitni, she'eno meginin legaleach, it's not the normal manner of shaving with them. And Rashi there says, somuch le'ikoro, which is close to the root. Whereas, if one looks at the Tosfos in Nozir, he talks about hasaba shosho me'ikoro. There's a slight, subtle difference between Tosfos and Rashi in talking about if you are cutting the root or close to the root with these other implements. So the Ritva in Makkah says that in order to perform the Issa properly, you need both Giluach and Hashchoso, the shaving and the destroying. And he refers to cream, or wiping cream off with a stone, which he says is okay. Rabbeinu Bechaye in Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, Posuk Kafzayin, says, Huta Giluach b'misparayim, because ein hashchoso. You may shave with scissors. Why? Because that is not called hashchoso, destroying. The scissors, he says, is not a close shave, but a blade is. So the obvious question which comes out from this is, are electric shavers okay? Because electric shavers generally have some sort of foil or metal cover over. The blade is whirling or going backwards and forwards behind this screen. Or do we say that the blade might be touching the skin and therefore is an issur completely? That is the question. Similarly, do we say that the blade is simply one piece of metal which swipes against the skin and therefore it's osur? Whereas the scissors action is two blades, and that even if the scissors is close to the skin, nevertheless it is not two blades, and therefore it might be compared to the malachite and rehitni. In fact, that is the view of Rav Nachum Rabinovich, a former member of this shul, who is now Rosh Hashiva of Male Adumim, and generally others don't go according to him, and he's not generally regarded as a posik, but he wrote a sefer called Malon de Milchomot, and he believes that electric shavers come under the subject of Malakit and Rahitni, and his view is that when you have a blade, you're cutting a lot of hairs at the same time. However, many rabbonim disagree with him, and because his view is it's not derech bekach, whereas other rabbonim will say, well, when you use an electric shaver, that is nowadays the normal manner of shaving. And therefore his heter to apply to all shavers is not generally accepted. So that will get people worried, because there are a number of clean-shaven people around the table, but we'll come to that in the moment. We'll just carry on at the moment with a few more of the svaros. The Nimuke Yosef in Makkah Daf Gimel, he writes, Shari Nika Shom Hasar. He says, with a scissors, you can still recognize that some hair is remaining. Now, people who have used blades our Gentile friends will often say that they find they get a very good close shave with a blade. But nevertheless, the way the electric shavers manufacturers nowadays advertise, they say, as close as a blade, and you can't tell the difference, a satisfaction guaranteed or money refunded, buy one and get one free, and we'll talk about different makes later. But the fact of the matter is that the view of the Limmukei Yosef is that you will recognize the difference, that there is some sort of hair remaining with a scissors. So we've discussed the Shulchan Aruch, and the Prisha writes in Kuf Pei Aleph Gimel, he says, Misparayim ke'ein tar, ein achayv elo batar dafka. It's specifically a blade with which one is liable. And the Issa relates solely to the use of a blade. And the Chochmas Odom in Simon Pei Tes, Siftes Zayin, says, Afilu misparayim somuch lebasor. Even if the scissors are very close to the skin, scissors are allowed, because they have the cutting action. It's not simply what the end result is. It's the process which takes place against the face that there is this cutting action of two blades which makes the heta. The closeness to the skin is still a problem. And even though there are the views of, we've quoted a few sources, that if it's close to the skin, if it's a scissors action, it's okay. The question is misparayim ke'ein ta'ar. If you have misparayim, that's a scissors action, and you have a noticeable length remaining. The Shulchan Aruch goes further than misparayim. The Shulchan Aruch says, and you've got it in front of you, misparayim ke'ein ta'ar, as though they have the effect of a blade. And when electric shavers came out, the Chovetz Chaim in the Kutei Halachos in Makkos, Gimel Zayin, he says, HaMashinka HaChadosho, these new machines, according to the Wikipedia encyclopedia, electric shavers came out in about 1927. So it was in the final years of the Chovetz Chaim's life. And he says, HaMashinka HaChadosho Shemagalchin Kasar Mamash, which save like a blade, should not be used at all. And anyone who wants to protect his soul will distance himself considerably from these kinds of shavers. Dayan Weiss writes in his Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchok Chelek Dalad, Simon Kufya Dalad. Dayan Weiss was from Manchester, England. He later became the Rosh Eda Charedis in Yerushalayim. And he, in fact, asked the Chazon Ish, and he writes in his Tshuvas about various makes which he researched as to these electric shavers being used. And he spoke about putting ink on his hand, which came off when he passed an electric shaver over it. I believe Rav Cooper Shlita spoke to people about using this test of ink on the hand, or felt tip ink, or whatever it is. But the view of Dayan Weiss was to be machmir and to advise people to avoid electric shavers completely. The Rav of our shul here, Rav Konshlita, told me that when he was a yeshiva bocher, he innocently went up to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, one of the Gedolei Hador, who was the Rosh Yeshiva at the time, and his Rosh Yeshiva. And there are a number of Bokhrim queuing up to ask him difficult questions on the Gemara, and he stood there with his electric shaver, feeling somewhat embarrassed, to ask the Rosh Yeshiva whether he could use this particular model of shaver. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his typical way, gave a broad smile to him in a very nice and friendly way, but had to divulge to him that he didn't feel that any electric shaver was all right. But Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his Anova, did not want to show that he was going to go against Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was known to be matir certain electric shavers. So he said to him, look, why do you ask me this question? I'm not a barber. But Rav Kahn understood from that Rav Shlomo Zalman was not happy about any electric shavers, and in fact, And the Moshe stands this down. Nobody else has emit any electric shavers. And he writes, I do not understand the view of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, the view of Rav Moshe Feinstein was not actually put in a tshuva in the Igros Moshe. There isn't actually a published tshuva which actually states this. But there are a number of Rabbonim who actually discussed the subject with him. There's a sonnet written by a Rappaport, who was the son-in-law of a son-in-law of Rav Moshe, in Tchumen Yud Gimel. And Rav Reuven Feinstein, the son of Rav Moshe, said that his father said that he is mutter electric shavers with two conditions. Number one, the blade must not be sharp enough by itself. It's just like you see Shochtim testing their knives, maybe with a hair, to make sure that the blade is very sharp. His view was to take a hair against the blade on its own to make sure it could not cut the hair by itself. Yes. Yeah, well, you asked the moving part, but the problem many poskim say about the foil shavers is that these foils are so thin that and they have the holes in them which on their own, if passed over hair, may cut as a blade on their own. And that is the problem with very thin foils. So many Rabbonim will say, okay, you may be allowed to use an electric shaver, but not one with a very thin foil. The second condition of Rav Moshe Feinstein was that the blade doesn't actually touch the skin. That there is a sufficient shield there by that foil or screen. And the view of the son of Rav Moshe Feinstein was that such shavers nowadays, which have become more sophisticated than the shavers of just 30 years ago, are very hard to find, if they exist at all. In fact, another son of Rav Moshe Feinstein said that in his view, there are no shavers nowadays which, in his view, suit what he felt was the intention of his father. But there are a number of Rabbonim like Rav Yisrael Rosen, Rav Blumenkrantz, who we'll come to in a moment, who feel that there are certain shavers which still comply with Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Avadya Yosef Shlita, in his Ora Torah Tovshin Mem Tes, he said that if one uses an electric shaver, because one should use them only gently and not to press hard. This is the view of Rav Chaim Halpin Shlita in Golders Green. Not to press hard when you're using one of the kinds of shavers which are may or may be allowed, although his view is that the best thing is to grow a beard. And this is based on a psak given in the Shutz Harad Tzvi Kuf Mem Gimel of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who said that the blade must not be touching the skin and should have an intervening layer. This is discussed by Rav Breish in the Chelkas Yaakov. Rav Breish was from Zurich, and in his Shuvas, Chelek Beis Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel, which was then rearranged into Aron Chaim Kuf Gimel. And Rav Breish clarified the fact that you must not press hard when you use a kind of electric shaver which is allowed. Rav David Hoffman in the Melamed Laharal Yoredeh Samach Dalet, his view is that lo sashchis is one act which removes an area and not just a small number of hairs. And his heter is based on the fact that electric shavers are not the same and each hair is a separate cut. And that was in fact the view of Rav Nochum Rabinovich, which we've quoted. Rabbi Saul Rosen writes that he visited the Philips factory plant. In America, Philips is called Norelco. And he studied the different kinds of shavers. And he, together also with Rav Avrom Blumenkrantz, who was sadly nifter a few months ago, Rav Blumenkrantz and Rav Avakahila in New York, actually made a kosher list. A list of shavers which you can use, and also listing those which you may not use. And the general principle is, those shavers which have this kind of scissors cutting action, or which don't have very thin foils, and also which do not have the lift and cut mechanism. What is lift and cut? I was going to bring my laptop to show you actually the movements, but you can actually see this on www.koshershavers.org, where they have reproduced from the Philips shavers a magnified version of what the blade is doing, that there is one blade which actually lifts the hair before another blade cuts it. So it's cutting directly at the root, and they are of the view that this would not therefore conform to the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that it shouldn't be really touching the skin. And there is in fact a gemach service in Lakewood, I think it is, which does a mail order free of charge, which removes the lift and cut mechanism for you, which enables the shaver to work afterwards just as a good shaver, but without the lift and cut. Further details that I'm able to give you as an extract, but I've got in front of me something from this Kosher Shavers mail-in service, which is really free. Yes, there is absolutely no catch. We are doing this public service in order to be mezakeh the rabbim. Please spread the word. So that's what I'm doing now. And in the question and answer section, does removing the lift damage or decrease my shaver's effectiveness? No, the shaver will continue to be effective after removal of the lifters. And they tell you how to package their shaver heads, and then in the same website they give a list of Rav Blumenkranz's kosher shavers. And a lot of these models you would not be able to buy here in Europe, because those are American ones. But then there is a subheading which says European models series R1, R3, R5 and R7. Those are Remington makes. This is the packaging of the R5 version. And if we open up the box, I've actually got two models to show you, and this was at the recommendation of Rav Konschliefer, who said, look, there are so many different Isurim and there are so many views which are going against shavers that if one is using an electric shaver, it's best to try and use those which come within the framework of this list. Now, they're all really very much the same, these, except that the R5 and R7 are more sophisticated, the R1 and the R3. The R1 and the R3, well, this one shows a little battery light to show that you've still got charge left, whereas the cheaper version doesn't show the light. And there is the R7, which actually has a digital electronic display of the number of minutes you've got left of the charge. Also, the way they coat the blades with titanium or steel or diamond, they call it, don't be fooled by that. But if we simply unscrew the blades, I'm not a novice at doing this, but this plastic thing is supposed to come off. Well, it did with this one when I tried it. Then if we take it off, and you will actually see how the blades rub against the top of this steel layer inside, and if you put your finger against those blades, they don't feel sharp. You won't cut your finger when you touch them, so that they're not sharp on their own. So these are the ones which are recommended. I went and looked in John Lewis. They don't sell them there. They only got there the brawn and the finish shave. The finish shave looks the same, but most finish shaves now have the lift and cut mechanism. They're not boasting lift and cut with these.
My son's adapted by a finish
shave. Yes? Yeah, I've got the material with me to show how one can remove the mechanism oneself, but I've got
I did myself, it's a 5-10 minute job.
5-10 minute job, okay. Commissions will be given to Ashley Klinger.
www.klinger.com
will provide...
from Amazon, £25. Very impressed with it. It does a good job.
And
you're even more impressed with the battery. One charge lasts
42
weeks.
Oh, I've discovered that Currys and Comet have these models. Comet do a mail order service. But if you go to Argos this week, they do a half price offer on the R7 series, which has the digital display.
I think they still have it.
And so Argos are doing a good deal. If you have a look at the website, it's half price on the R7 at the moment. That is a nutshell what is in fact quite a fairly complex subject and a highly controversial subject. I do know that there are certain Rabbonim in our area whom people generally regard as very makel on various things. But if you visit the shtibel of Dayan Eretz Roy Shlita, he's very makbid on Yomim Narayim that the ones who daven at the Omud all have beards. And I know that in the shtibel, which is close to my home, the Sadigera shtibel, you can't be a Baal Karadah on Shabbos unless you have a beard. In fact, the Rob there told me to grow a beard in order that I should lay there. We can't underestimate the fact that there are numerous opinions, and we've quoted the Ari HaKadosh, and we've quoted the Tzemach Tzedek, the Hasidim, and the Chabadniks follow the Tzemach Tzedek to the letter, not to cut any facial hair whatsoever. And if one can aspire to these ideals, worthy that is, if therefore we are going to shave, we do have the view of Rav Moshe Feinstein, a leading Pe'er Posek Hador, who was Matir Shavers, and it's on that basis that we rely in order to shave. I know that in Mukshul, Rav Feldman was telling people for many years that they can use filler shaves, but Rav Greenberg Shlita, the new Rav, has his reluctance about filler shaves, and is telling people that if they shave, they should use these Remingtons. And as I said, that's the Rav Chaim Halpin Shlita, with whom I've discussed it. And I've also discussed it with the Rav of the Shul here, Rav Kon Shlita, who feels that it's important to stress this, that because there are so many different opinions which are going against shaving bichlal, and other shavers, some electric shavers and these electric shavers, therefore it's good to rely on Rav Blumenkranz and Rav Rosen, Rav Rappaport, who are the more recent Rabbonim who are bringing forward the Pesach of Rav Moshe Feinstein to use particularly these kinds of shavers, which are not regarded as being so close to the root of the skin or not being so sharp in their blades. Thank you very much.